part of that formula of the insight is the mindfulness that there are mind objects and body feelings is simply established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and mindfulness, and he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is a pointer to what is referred to by the Buddha as atamayata. Ajahn Buddhadasa, the great Thai master, said that's the final word in Buddhism. He really holds it up as something high. And toward the end of his life, he spent a lot of time giving talks and teachings just on atamayata. And it means not made of that. But it's usually translated as non-identification, which is subjective, sort of internal, not identifying with anything. Or non-fashioning, unconcoctability is sort of an objective way. Either way, it refers primarily to the quality of experience prior to or without a subject-object duality arising. This is a direct experience. And that's what these foundations of mindfulness are. Opening up a doorway into direct experience, taking the opportunity to develop it in that way. And of course, there is a lot, but all you need is paying attention to just one thing really carefully. Ajahn Chah said, you don't have to sort of go and study every single tree in a forest. Just, really pay attention to one tree, and because they've all got the similar nature. They've got roots in the ground, they've got a trunk that grows up, they got branches, they got leaves. They're all like that. All of our phenomena that we experience in this body-mind complex is of the same nature. That just sort of taking something and paying attention and recognizing its tone. The Satipatthana can be expounded on quite fully and quite wonderfully, actually. There's a series of books by Joseph Goldstein, I think three full-length books on talks that he gave on Satipatthana, and it's really fun listening. But in terms of practice, you want to see, how do I bring this down to a point where there is this quality of mindfulness so that one is able to abide independently, not clinging to anything in the world? That's the essence.
I was just thinking about this. I've often interpreted that phrase that you were just talking about in my mind as kind of a description of the not-self perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, well, atamayata, they're not equivalent, but I'm wondering, do you think that the
not-self-perception
is sort of like the direct precursor to the experience of atamayata? Or
No, I don't think you can parse them apart.
Okay.
I don't think
so
you can parse it. Yeah, that understanding of not self, actually, penetration of anicca, dukkha, or anatta has that flavor of relinquishment and release and letting go. And so that sense of not clinging to anything in the world. So whatever is the catalyst for that not clinging to anything in the world, it can be described, or depicted as atamayata, but not made of that, because there is that